Just off Worcester Road, in the central Mass town of Southbridge, is a tidy apartment complex called Rosemead. The grass is manicured, the clubhouse is clean, and the residences are all bright white. But the thing is, some of them are missing their roofs and the vinyl siding, and the glass is blown out of the windows.
It's been very surreal to have your property that you've worked at for so long look the way it does now from the way it was before.
That's Andrea Callanan, who worked at Rosemead for a long time and just became the property manager a couple of weeks ago. A few days later, part of the complex was slammed by last week's tornadoes.
Everyone came running from the other end of the property, and neighbors were forming teams because I yelled at them, please be careful, because you don't want them just running into buildings like that. And residents went in teams, and they checked door to door to make sure everybody was all right.
Six buildings on the property were badly damaged, and 26 families were forced out, but luckily no one was hurt. When we showed up, Callanan was fielding endless questions from residents moving their belongings out of their apartments and into the six storage trailers she'd rented for them. At the same time, she was directing teams of workers atop the four cranes on the property, some re-roofing, some securing those familiar blue tarps over gaping holes.
Immediate work was to make sure everything was watertight. Watertight and safe. No danglers, nothing that could hurt anybody that was walking by. That's why we were handing out hard hats and jackets so people will know that they live here.
Actually, the hard hats and the day glow vests were being worn by everybody, the workers and the residents, making it confusing to tell who was who. But once Dick Decaro opened his mouth, it was pretty clear.
I want to break out into YMCA anytime. I always want to be a village person, and this is it, my big opportunity.
Decaro is an Actors Equity professional actor who lives at Rosemead. On Tornado Day, June 1st, he was in Missouri in a production of Damn Yankees.
I went to the producers and said, I have some news. I have to leave. I can't do the show. So they were nice enough to let me out of my contract, and I flew back the next day to this.
What were you thinking on the way home? Here you are in Missouri, and there's a tornado in Massachusetts.
What are the chances? And, when I was going to Missouri, everyone was saying, Dick, watch out for the tornadoes because of those poor people in Joplin and the whole Midwest. And to find out, I come back here, and it hit here.
Decaro's unit was badly damaged, so Callanan placed him in an empty and undamaged unit in a different part of the apartment complex. In fact, she's working to put all her homeless residents into different units that were vacant, but not all the apartments are ready yet. So, she's putting up a couple of dozen families at a hotel and conference center a couple of miles down the road.
You know, of all the people displaced around the region, I don't imagine that there are that many landlords who are actually going through the expense of putting tenants up in hotels. Why are you folks doing this?
They're our family. I don't know. That's about it. Rosemead's more than just an apartment community. It's a community.
And down the road at the hotel, that spirit is carrying over among the residents who've temporarily relocated there. We ran into Kristen Durham, a nurse, in the hotel parking lot as she was packing her young daughter into her van to run some errands.
They're allowing us to stay as long as needs be, and it's a beautiful hotel, and everybody at the complex, we all know each other. We all walk our animals, and, you know, everybody's really friendly there. So it's kind of like family, still getting to be together and be in a really beautiful environment. And it's been fabulous for the kids because I don't think that they're sort of nearly feeling the trauma of all of this that, say, someone in a shelter in Springfield is experiencing. They're getting to go down to the pool and there's a hot tub, and she thinks she's on vacation. We keep trying to tell her that, you know, it's really not all fun and games. Not for Mom and Dad. We're personally trying to deal with it all, but...
So you expect to be out of here and back up in the complex sometime next week? Is that your expectation at this moment?
Yeah, I think probably by Saturday. I couldn't sleep last night. I was thinking about, you know, by next week, we're going to be able to be in a permanent place. In 1 week's time, I've seen the worst of people and I've seen the best of people. The night that the tornado happened, my understanding was there was possible six set of looters that came up just to our area alone and tried to steal stuff from Rosemead. And there's all sorts of people coming up there, driving up there, putting their kids in strollers and walking up there and taking pictures like they were at Disney World. And just kind of like zipped right past you, didn't even see us, like we were invisible, and went right back to, you know, home. But on the other hand, I've talked to all sorts of people. We had a lady at the hotel that I met at the pool who was asking people about the tornado and everything else. And after talking to her for like a half an hour, she got up, she left the pool, she gave me her phone number, she went to the grocery store and bought us groceries. And left her number and was like, if you need anyone to watch your daughter when you guys have to move back in your home, or if you need anything, you just call me. So it's overwhelming. I think the people in the community really want to help. That's overwhelming. It's just awesome.
Kristen Durham lives at Rosemead Apartments in Southbridge in Central Mass. Her family's unit was among the many destroyed in last week's tornado. When they go back to Rosemead, the Durhams have chosen to move into a new unit away from where the tornado struck, as she says she prefers not to remember that day.